I'm Mark Bayshore. Detroit, 2008. The auto industry is reeling from the recession, and the matriarch of the sprawling Turner clan is forced to leave her home to move in with her son. Current State book reviewer Scott Southard offers his take on the novel The Turner House by Angela Flournoy.
It is so reassuring when the critics get it right. And they definitely got it right when it comes to the praise being heaped upon The Turner House by Angela Flournoy. This stunning debut novel, just out in paperback, is one everyone should take a moment to discover. It is a beautifully written book full of wonderfully rich characters. And it is also a love song to the generations of African Americans that call Detroit home. At the heart of The Turner House is Charles Turner, who everyone calls Cha-Cha. He is the eldest of 13 siblings and has always felt responsible for taking care of his family. When their mother, Viola, needs extra care, she moves into Cha-Cha's house. And he is the one who is left to decide what to do with her property, including his childhood home. Cha-Cha is a retired trucker, but he has a haunted past. As a teenager, he believed he battled a ghost in his bedroom. Since then, he's always felt like he was being followed by a revenge-seeking spirit. When a trucking accident forces him into his retirement, he's sure it must mean something, and begins seeing a psychologist. Most of the people in his family, including his wife Tina, don't seem to know what to do with Cha-Cha in this new stage in his life. Another favorite character in the novel is Leela, the youngest of the 13 siblings. Her life, like Cha-Cha's, is in freefall. Her gambling addiction is tearing her life apart. We first meet Leela as she's being evicted from her apartment, trying to seem strong in an awful situation. She keeps herself distant as she struggles with her demons. She even hides her problems from her daughter, Brianne. Feeling lost, Leela returns home and begins living in the old Turner house. But she isn't safe there either. The neighborhood is littered with abandoned properties, and there are break-ins every day. You can feel the clock ticking down on her life if she can't find a better option. One of the great achievements in the Turner House is the realism of the characters. There is nothing stereotypical or generic about them. Each of the Turner family members we meet have strengths, weaknesses, and regrets. Their voices jump off the page, leaving the reader feeling like they are watching a real family, and not just fiction from an incredible new author. The hardships the city of Detroit and its citizens have experienced over the years are well documented. In many ways, The Turner House is the right book at the right time. Once a booming metropolis, the city is now struggling to make a comeback. But if the residents of Detroit are anything like the characters in this beautiful novel, I believe the city will do more than just survive. And as long as authors like Flournoy continue to bring those stories to life, we'll all get to share in the revival. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
Scott Southard is the author of the novels Permanent Spring Showers and A Jane Austen Daydream. You can follow his writing at his blog, The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard, at sdsouthard.com.